Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Okay, ooh. And so the mask comes off. And hello to you, and wow, that was so much better than I was expecting. I've just been to see Cop Shop, and, well, what was I expecting? Well, to be honest, I was expecting a retread of the kind of film like 2018's Den of Thieves, which was this kind of turgid, cops being badder than the bad guys kind of movie, with plenty of nods to Michael Mann's Heat and Antoine Fuqua's Training Day and so on. But maybe that's just because Gerard Butler's there. And don't get me wrong, I'm not down on Gerard Butler. I actually find him pretty watchable. But he's in this kind of big guy with a gun groove at the moment, which I don't really understand. But I guess it pays the bills, and that's fair enough. But in Cop Shop, he's got a much better role. And much more importantly, I think I witnessed the first flickerings of a new star being born, but I'll get onto that in a minute. So, Cop Shop. Frank Grillo is playing this guy called Teddy Moretto. He's an informant who many, many people want dead. Sensing it would be somehow better to be in custody than on the run, he goes and punches rookie police officer Valerie Young, as played by Alexis Lauder. With her locking him up in the police station in the basement, everything would seem to be fine. Well, that is until the police arrest a drunk driver and throw him in the cell opposite. You see, that guy's not drunk. That guy is Big Bad Bob Vidic, as played by Gerard Butler. And he's come to collect the bounty on Teddy's posterior. However, the clock is ticking as there is a bunch of FBI agents and they also want Teddy dead. Standing between them all is Alexis Lauder as she tries to get to the truth. And that's your setup. And you'd be forgiven for thinking that Cop Shop has taken more than a liberal slice out of 1976 Assault on Precinct 13. The bad guys are coming and the appropriately titled Gun Creek Police Station is about to be lit up like the OK Corral in High Noon. Saying that, Cop Shop isn't a film that gives away its aces cheaply. In fact, there are plenty of twists and turns to be had. If you consider, Frank Grillo actually throws in a pretty decent performance as Teddy. Gerard Butler does what Gerard Butler does, albeit with a welcome amount of restraint. And Toby Huss, his arrival as a psychotic hitman, really ups the ante when the second act needs it. Yet the real star is Alexis Lauder, as the one cop who really knows what's going on and is wise to every gesture and every half glance that's happening. She really does imbue her rookie cop with so much more than I think was ever written on the page. So in the end, I reckon Cop Shop is a movie that will surprise you and ticks plenty of decent boxes along the way. The ending is more than decent, if a little bit contrived, so as to facilitate a sequel. But Watchmen's Alexis Lauder really has arrived for me, and I can't wait to see what she does next. So check it out on Netflix now and see what you think.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.